Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
All right, D, I have another question for you.
Okay.
What is Pisces to you? Pisces energy to you?
It rules the house of sorrow and secrets and self-undoing. So it has to do with like healing, spiritual or emotional wounds.
Wait. So somebody in, so if I was setting an attention in Pisces, and I was looking at that house where my Pisces energy lies, right? And you just said self-undoing.
Mm-hmm.
Would this new moon, could I like start looking at where I undo, my self-undoing is in that area, and probably try to set an intention to not undo it myself or something?
You know what I mean? I think it's more about like taking layers off that like are maybe unnecessary, like habits or I don't know, a new diet, or I don't know, that's more Virgo, but like you're taking off this layer, like maybe you're cutting out stuff from your life, like cutting out toxic people from your life, or cutting out junk food, or cutting out a bad work environment, or I don't know, taking off a layer somehow.
Claudia, what would setting a Pisces intention look like for you as a Pisces sun? I mean, you know, what's Pisces energy to you?
To me, it's really just about surrendering. And I don't know how you feel about that word, D, but I feel it's a word that I've had to kind of mull over in my head my entire life, because a lot of times I feel that as a Pisces, like, I have to just surrender to like certain situations, circumstances, people. Surrender and accept, really. Surrender and accept. And that's always what happens to me around Pisces season. Mm-hmm. I have to surrender and accept something, someone, a part of me, a new idea, a new thought, or just allow myself to let go of the old that just is kind of like bogging me down.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of like prepare myself and embrace for the new. And you know, just how you said, D, it's the end of the astrological year, technically, you know, like we end with Pisces. It's mm-hmm. Pisces is the ending. That's why the 12th house is associated with like endings and losses.
Yeah,
because once a planet finishes that transit, chances are once it crosses over to the ascendant, you're a completely different person.
Yeah.
You had to learn such karmic lessons almost that it transforms you. It's an ending. It's a new you, reborn.
Yeah, the winter is ending and changing to spring. So
and it's beautiful. I mean, at least like I think of it in a very Edgar Allan Poe way, because when I think of Pisces, I think of literally that, like it's like the end of winter, like it's like that last snowfall. Yeah. It's like cold and it's just almost like it's just unbearable. Mm-hmm. And then but in that letting go is new life.
Yes. The light at the end of
That's why Pisces, is often associated with like suffering, and like I use that word surrender, because we let go, and in that letting go, in that moment of like you literally are like stepping into like new life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have this thing. It says with Pisces, you're seeking and finding peace through connecting with the ebb and flow of life.
Yeah.
Just learning to go with the flow.
Yeah. And
learning that you're eternal. Eternal spot.
I wanted to read these balanced Pisces words to you guys. Intuitive, present, tranquil, trusting, mindful, empathic, compassionate, and connected.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.